Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 6th, and we're back fresh, ready to go with another week.
Mm-hmm. And your birthday is in 4 days.
Yeah, You remembered. Wow, I keep forgetting, actually. I'm throwing a party for the family on Saturday, barbecue and stuff, so this should be nice.
Are you going to have meat this time?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
It should be fun. It should be, I'm looking forward to it. My son started a new job today, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's good. Did you have a chat with him about your credit, or you were like, let me just not do that?
It wasn't a chat, but the best I got was, I'm sorry. And
well, at least he acknowledges that he fucked your life up.
Yeah, he did. Now starts the journey into trying to get them to remove it or something. Take it easy on me.
Right.
You can't for one late payment.
Well, if it's only one account, it shouldn't take long to bring your score back up, honestly. No, it's like when you have like 7 default accounts like me.
Yeah. No, but I mean, if it fell 50 points, it's going to take a while to get back.
Yeah, but you'll get back.
No, well, the thing is, I'm going to call them and see whether they can, you know, for one payment, you can't fucking ruin my life.
Yeah, for one crying out loud. That's crazy.
They can see I got like a million accounts and they're all perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call them, see if they'll take it off. If not, I'm fucked. But what can you do, man? It just teach you, don't co-sign for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what. It's always going to end up bad, you know? I mean, he asked me to come and take a shower at my house this morning because he started a new job and he goes far to work out every day because he likes it better, the place that he goes to.
Okay.
So between the workout this morning and work, he needed to take a shower, right? And my place is closer. So he asked me to do that. I said, look, if it's just tomorrow, it's fine. But I don't want it to be every day now, you know?
But why would you care?
I do.
But why?
Because, okay, first of all, in the morning, I don't want anybody around me. I have my schedule and that's it. That's
all right.
The second one is, after we had such a fucking disaster when he stayed with me, I don't think this is a good idea.
Mm,
you know?
But it's just
nothing
a shower.
Permanent. I know, but, you know.
What if it's like 2-3 times a week instead of 5 days a week? Like every other day.
But he's going to do it only for a limited time, he says. But we'll see. Today he's going to find out what his
hours are. Why doesn't he shower at the gym?
Because they don't have a shower there. It's what they call it, the CrossFit.
Oh.
So for some reason they don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They don't.
So that sucks. But I told him, I said, go to a closer CrossFit. I mean, this is crazy to fucking drive, you know, a half an hour drive, if not more.
Right.
It's crazy. Just because he's got his friends there and all that. So I don't know, man. But, you know, I just want to avoid any situations. That's why I'm not doing it. Not because I care.
Right.
You know, if he comes or not.
Right.
You know, I'll change my routine. But I know eventually it'll turn into something. Just like him living with me for all that time. And then it ended up bad.
Right.
So, anyway. How was your weekend?
I worked.
You worked the whole weekend?
All weekend.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I worked tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to, but they hired a new girl and she didn't make it, so I picked up two of her shifts. Oh my God, what's wrong with me this morning?
You're missing the right letter at the end.
Oh man, so I work tonight, 5 to close, so I won't get home. I won't be asleep till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm already like, ugh. And then I work Thursday, close. Again, I won't be asleep till 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I work Friday.
Yeah.
Then I have Saturday off, and then I work Sunday, close.
Oh, wow. Well, at least it's giving you some work, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't like it, but you have to.
I was like, I'm not working on my birthday. Don't even. I already requested the time off. I'm like, do not schedule me for those days. I'm not coming.
Yeah. Those days? Like,
yeah.
How many days do you have?
I don't want to work Saturday, and I don't want to work Sunday, because Sunday I'm probably going to be hungover, and I just want to sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I just want to relax.
Relax away. What can I say? You know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I know. My son tells me the only problem is I don't know if I've never worked an 8-hour shift before.
Oh, it's misery.
So, yeah.
Well, it's so hard.
Get used to it. I know. But at one point in your life, you have to get started with it. You know, there's no choice.
While you figure out what you love.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to do it, yeah. That's what I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, okay, it's like 3 to 4 days a week, 8 hours in my day. But the only thing is like when you look at it in the grand, like the bigger picture, it's like when you work for 8 hours, it's really more than 8 hours because you got to calculate, you got to eat before you go. So that's a half an hour. So you're at 8.5. You got to get ready. That's an hour. So you're already at 9.5. And then you got to drive there. That's a whole 10 hours. That's like strictly built around I work today.
Right.
So therefore you have no time to do anything else.
Right.
So it's like, oh.
But that's what life is about. It's fucking working, man. What are you going to do, you know? So you might as well find something. If you can't love it, at least be able to, I don't know, tolerate it.
Right.
You know, not hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I hope he likes it, you know. It's a lab. That's what he's wanted. So I hope it'll work out for the best.
And, yeah. It will. Yeah. Speak it into existence. Yeah. It'll work for him.
Straighten him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as far as me, so we went out to dinner. I wanted to try something new, and I couldn't remember the name of your restaurant. So
Wally's. Shit. Damn it. Fuck you, Sam.
It's okay. Nobody cares, man. What do you care,
oh,
man?
Oh, man. I just don't want people to know where I work.
Okay, we'll edit it out then.
It's live. Cool.
Yeah, but you know, what do you care? I mean, people know everything today. You know, they could easily find out where you work.
Yeah, I know, but like, I sometimes from this radio station alone, I get some really weird DMs or emails. Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah,
what the fuck's wrong?
And it's
with
all
people?
Creepy old men.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, stop it.
What the fuck?
Decline, block.
How do you know they're listeners though?
Because they say, "Hey, I listen to you on Sam in the Morning."
Really?
And I'm like, no.
Nobody ever tells me they listen.
Yeah. Every once in a while when I check my DMs, I have like 4 or 5. It's like at least 4 or 5 a month.
Wow.
I got an email last month. I'm like, what? So you DM me probably. I didn't see it. So you went straight to my fucking email.
Well, never mind. I mean, you'll probably get flowers or something at work. Nobody's going to bug you at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I don't know why you rushed to say it, but that's okay.
I thought it was like, you know, when you're
still. It could have just gone by. Nobody would have thought about it. Now you're making a big deal about it. But listen, it doesn't matter. Stop it.
Yeah, fuck it. What's done is done.
Yeah, there's things that are a lot worse than that, you know.
Yeah.
But at any rate, what I was trying to tell you is that we looked for a restaurant. I couldn't remember the name. So I said, the hell with it. Let's just find a different one. So we went to a place, you know, in it's almost Beverly Hills, like where the Sunset Plaza is. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a restaurant on the corner there. It's like a triangle, and it's called Social State or something. Have you ever been there?
No, I've never even heard of it. But I know Sunset Plaza next to like
So it's not
La Petite Four and Sushia.
So it's not far from there.
No.
On the corner, actually.
Right.
But it was pretty cool, actually. Not a bad place.
That place is nice in the summer.
Yeah.
Like when it's nice out and you can sit outside like on the little patio areas.
Right.
But like when I drive by and people are outside now, I'm like,
it's cold.
But yeah, I'm like, what are you guys doing?
People love the outdoors.
Last night was chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left work. I was like, it's cold tonight.
Well, it's chilly this morning.
It's supposed to rain today.
That's what it said, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm like, is it supposed to rain?
They say it's only 40% or something.
Oh, wait. Today's Monday, right? Yeah. And now the rain is gone. Now it's saying it's going to rain on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
The rain's gone.
Well, when's it going to start getting warm, man? When am I going to start to see some 80?
It has. It's been hot. We had a hot week last week.
So if your birthday is in 4 days, when is that?
Friday.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's raining. What the fuck, man?
I love it. 64. Oh, no. Actually, I was going to go somewhere.
Where are you going? Hawaii?
No. What? For one day?
Well, when are you going to go back to Hawaii? That was a year ago.
I know. What, do you want me to...
No, I'm just saying, like...
I know, I don't know. Like, I'm not thinking about it.
I'd be so upset about that.
I know, but
it's I was just thinking, the reason I thought of Hawaii is it's raining on your birthday, and I was just thinking that the 1 week you plan on going to Hawaii was the only week it was, like, raining.
It was raining over there, right?
Yeah. And it's raining on your birthday, so there goes that.
Yeah, but I don't believe the forecast here anyway. It seldom rains here.
Yeah.
But...
That'll change.
Yeah. I know, I'm wondering if I should take the day off. Well, we'll do show and then we'll...
Yeah, but what do you want
to
do anyway?
Because I have to work for the first 2 hours anyway. Well, I don't know. You know, we were thinking of going to Disneyland, but I'm thinking because, you know, I'm not crazy about it, but I promised someone I would take them and everything.
On your birthday?
Well, no, not on my birthday, but I figured maybe it's a good idea.
Yeah, you shouldn't be spending any money on your birthday.
No, it's not about the money. Come on. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm not going to spend the day standing in lines for some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm too old for Disneyland. Come on.
No, I don't think that's true. I feel like that's...
No, I don't have the patience.
That's not like an ideal birthday, really. Yeah.
No.
For anyone.
So we'll see. I'll figure it out and have my friends do it.
Yeah.
I'll tell them what I want. Let them do it.
Exactly. You know? I just want to do a dinner.
Yeah.
That's
it. No, but during the day should be nice. You know, I'm thinking like something ocean, maybe lunch.
Like the beach or something. I've never been to Nobu in Malibu.
Yeah.
I heard it's super expensive though.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
So I was thinking,
it's like where all the celebrities go. Yeah. New York, here. Yeah. Yeah.
It's popping on the weekend. See, I wanna do dinner on Saturday and Nobu on Sunday. Like I just wanna go out to eat twice.
Do it? What the hell?
Yeah, fuck it. And I maybe go to the beach like Saturday during the day. I just know if I drink during the day, on my actual birthday, which is Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday, I'll be useless. I'll just be like, good night.
And you won't enjoy
your evening. And I don't want to do that.
No, don't do that. Yeah.
My manager was like, just come to the restaurant because you get a discount. I'm like, no. I mean, the food's really good.
Yeah.
But it's not, for me, it's not like really birthday food. I was thinking Tao.
Right.
Yeah, because you can get little bite sized like appetizers for the table, you know.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. We first went to some restaurant. What was the name of it? I can't even remember. That was supposed to be pretty good, right? Yeah. Oh, the sit down. Have you heard of the sit down?
No, it's a cool name though.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's in like Thai Town or something. You know,
the fuck is Thai Town? Oh, like Koreatown.
No, not Koreatown, but this is actually where all the Thai food is. It's like if you just take Hollywood Boulevard and you go past the freeway, you know, on that side of the freeway.
No clue.
Yeah. I've never been there in my life.
Yeah. You like Thai food, huh?
No, it wasn't really Thai. It was some kind of something else in the area. I don't know what it was.
Right.
Like Italian or something interesting. The food looked great. In the pictures. So, but the point is, we went there. There's no fucking parking anywhere. What the fuck kind of
sounds
restaurant
like
is
sounds
that?
Like there'd be no parking.
Right?
Yeah.
And no valet.
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to do, you know? So you turn around and leave.
What a waste of time.
I don't have patience for that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't either. I have zero patience for finding parking. I will literally leave. If I go to the gym and I don't find a parking spot, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not working out.
I don't have patience
for
that shit, you know?
Nope.
You know, when we went out, this reminds me when I went out with my friends, when I went to visit them up north a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went out and there was a place with a dress code, right?
Right.
So I figured, okay, so we dress nice and everything. I go there, the guy's like, you can't go in with a shirt like this without a collar. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm dressed nicer than everybody.
Right.
Than everybody in here.
Right.
You know? But I had a sweater like this, kind of like this.
What place was this?
It was some kind of, in Walnut Creek, you know? But it was, what was it? It was a bar with dancing. You know, what
That's
the fuck?
Very interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then you go in, everybody's dressed like shit with their collar shirt.
Right.
You know? So, but the moment he said that, I'm like, okay, let's go. I was really offended by this.
That's crazy. I feel like dress code is not like that big of a deal anymore. Unless you're like showing up in like your underwear. I feel like you aren't like, bye, you can't come in.
Right. I mean, the dress code is like no sneakers, maybe no ripped jeans.
Right.
Shit like that. But I mean, come on. It's not like it's a fucking former place.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's fucking bullshit. But so that's another reason why I just leave, man. I'm not going to argue with her.
No, it's not worth it, because the more you argue, it's going to lower your chances of getting in anyway. Right. So it's
they're
just
not
like,
going to change their minds. No. They have a policy and that's it.
Right. You know? Yep.
Why would they change their mind unless you go in as a gorgeous woman and then they will?
And even at that, sometimes they're like, nah.
Really?
Yeah. Some of these dudes are dicks, man. They have little dick syndrome and they like to take it out on women. They know they'll never fuck.
Yeah. That's probably why they get the job in the first place.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Talking mad shit about people we don't know.
I know. It's funny. And we also went to see Long Shot over the weekend.
What's
have you
that?
Heard of that? That's with Charlize Theron and
Seth Rogen. Oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that came out.
Yeah, it came out.
Yeah.
And I went to see it. It was actually not bad.
That looks good.
I didn't think it'd be that great. I mean, I'm not crazy about him, but he is a funny actor.
Yeah, he is. I've always liked him.
He plays the same guy in
every movie.
Right?
He literally just plays himself with a different name. Yeah.
That's true.
That's an ideal job right there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, plus he's usually the producer too, so he makes a lot of money off of the movie.
Yeah. I think he's attractive for a chubby guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't find him bad looking.
Yeah. I mean, this movie is about him, you know, being like so geeky and stuff. And Charlize Theron being the Secretary of State.
Yeah. But it's obviously a romance, though. They end up together.
Well,
that's predictable. Yeah. They're going to have some big blowout in the middle of the movie. They stop talking, and then he's going to come to the rescue and save her somehow, some way. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're wrong, but it's pretty close. It's close enough that you understand the structure of movies,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess there's got to be the conflict in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
There probably was. I just don't remember what they were
arguing.
There
has to be, because then if they just like fall in love the whole time, people are going to be like,
right.
No. Where's the drama? Give us some fucking drama.
I know.
I haven't been to the movies since I saw Avengers. I think I'm going to start going by myself, though. I didn't mind it.
Did you saw the new one, The Endgame?
Yeah.
Oh, I told you this.
Yes,
did you
I
tell
did.
Me?
I sat in the theater by myself to Friday. You went to San Francisco. I woke up.
You never told me that.
Yeah. You texted me and said, hey, no show today. I decided to go away. And
right.
I was up. So I said, And I was like, do I wait until this comes out on Redbox, or I just go to the movie? So I was like, let me just look to see if it's completely sold out.
Right.
And there's 11:45, all the seats were open.
Wow.
So I was like, well, I'm going.
Good
and when
you.
I went, there was only 10 people in the theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 11:45, right?
Yeah, but it's funny because I looked at the
noon. In the morning or at night?
In the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So then I looked at night, though. Uh-huh. I looked at noon right before I did the 11:45. Every seat was taken.
Really?
So I was like, okay, let me check 11:45. Nobody, it's like 15 minutes, nobody wanted to do it.
Wow. Yeah.
3 hours long, bro.
3 hours long. How did you like it at least?
I liked it. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. It's not done. Everyone's saying the franchise is done. I'm like, no, they just took a couple characters out and like ended it by saying this is how we're going into the next one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not even remotely close to being done.
Yeah, no, they would never finish this.
No, they're making way too much money. You know that last weekend alone they made $425 million.
That's a lot.
That's a fucking, that's one weekend though.
And you know that they made $2 billion already. That's a lot of money.
Oh shit. Okay, so yeah. Yeah, I saw, well, if weekend one was 425 and we're going on to weekend three.
Yeah.
Obviously they're making billions of dollars.
Yeah.
That's insane. Who gets that money, by the way?
So it's $600 million in North America. Okay, that's what it's made so far.
Yeah, but which is a lot.
Yeah. Where did I see the $2 billion? Oh, no, I'm looking at Avatar. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they said Avatar reached $2 billion in 47 days compared with 11 for Endgame. Okay, so Endgame already made $2 billion, so I'm right about.
Yeah.
But because that counts overseas,
right,
too.
Right. You know. That's insane.
That's insane. And yet they're saying that Long Shot actually didn't make a lot of money.
It's
not supposed to make as much as something
like
this.
Yeah, you can't even compare a movie like that to... But as a producer or director, I wouldn't want my movie to come out...
The same.
Nowhere near the release of one of those movies.
Right.
Like,
but it's a different audience, maybe. I don't know. You know, more women watching Long Shot, maybe. So
that's true.
But it made... No, but even without comparing it, it made $10 million.
That's a lot.
But
what was the budget?
The budget was $40 million. Yeah,
but wait, 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 the budget
for this one
for Longshot was $40 million.
Well, remember, you have two major stars. They probably each made 20 or 15 or something. I don't know.
Oh my god!
I mean, these people make a lot of money. I mean, actually, to me, if they're both in the movie and the budget is $40 million, how little were they paid? I mean, fuck, these are like A-list.
Yeah, Charlize Theron is like up there, dude.
Right?
Seth Rogen is pretty up there, but I think she's probably getting paid more.
Right. I wonder how much she made for this movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes they just make it because their check is so good that they don't care about the... I mean, it's... Okay, so I watched this movie. I rented this movie off Redbox called Miss Bala.
Uh-huh.
Horrible, right? So I just Googled how much the movie cost to make. It cost $10 million to make. And in my head, I'm like, how the fuck did this shitty movie cost $10 million to make? It doesn't even look like they spent $1 million.
Really?
Yeah. They only made 10.2, which means they made $200,000 over there, what right. they spent.
Right.
That movie did horrible.
Yeah.
But this movie lost $30 million.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know. But they're saying they're confident it's going to pick up and stuff.
Yeah, maybe like by the next... Because I knew I wanted to see it. I just didn't know it came out.
Right.
I would have... Maybe I'll go see that by myself.
Yeah, you'll still see it, I'm sure.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's okay to go see movies by yourself. I used to all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a period where I liked to see movies, so... I would go. It's not the end of the world. You know, I mean, when you go with someone, you don't really talk to them or do anything.
Yeah, but it's just fun because after you can like talk about if you loved it or hated it, like over whatever dinner you're about to eat. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I always like, I like going to the movies with females. I don't really care to go with guys, especially if it's like a movie like that.
Yeah.
But it just is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm so ready to be in a relationship, though.
Are you really?
I'm very much over being single.
Yeah. What are you going to do? How are you going to make it happen? I mean, God, you have so many followers. You should be able to find somebody.
No. No? Not like that. No.
Not like that?
Nope. Def not.
Well, but you made a connection with someone through social media, right?
Just recently, yeah. Right. Are you talking about last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I mean, you know?
I think I'm seeing him this week.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Okay. Did you talk since then?
So for like days, he was only looking at my Instagram story.
Right.
But I was like, okay, because I have so many guy friends, I know that men are quite complicated creatures. Like sometimes they won't, even if they want to talk to you, they won't say anything because you guys are scared of rejection. Like, right. Especially after sex, like you don't know if you're a whack. Right. You don't know if it was good. Doesn't matter like what happened in the moment. You're like, okay, if this chick is feeling me, like she'll hit me up.
Right.
And then females are like, I'm not hitting him up. He can hit me up first. It's just a bunch of games. So
right.
I noticed that like every single day he was like looking at my story but not saying anything. So I knew wherever he was at, must have been a thought that was crossing his mind because you're curious about what I'm doing. Yeah. So when I went over there, he like had an ancient wine opener.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, did you get this at the fucking thrift store? Like, go to Amazon and buy an electric wine opener. It'll change your life. And when I was leaving, I was like, make sure you have that for the next time I come over. So I sent him the link.
Uh-huh.
And I said, for when I come over again this week. And he said, I already got it for you. So I was like, maybe he was just waiting for me to say something first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it. That's the only conversation we've had.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you both are playing the game.
Yeah, I hate it. Like, I'm too old for this shit. I know, but
you're right, too, because in other cases, you've made yourself too available.
Too available,
and I think you scared them off.
And I don't want to make the same mistakes, because I'm really, like, trying to pay attention to stuff I did before in the past. And I'm like, okay, if there's red flags, if he's sitting there saying, I don't want a relationship, I've got to listen this time and say, okay, Danny, you're not going to change him. He doesn't want a relationship, you know? So this time, I'm like, I just really want to have fun.
That's a good realization.
Yeah. I just want to have fun this time around. So I'm just like, all right. I popped my joke. I said, make sure you order this for when I come over this week, saying, hey, I'm coming over this week. I'm inviting myself.
Right.
And he responded, I already got it for you, which means he already planned on having me over. So, at least we're on the same page. I'm probably going to be the one that's going to be like, all right, so what day am I coming over?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Wait for him. I mean,
just don't know how to have sex and not be attached.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, women often say, you know, I want a man that takes charge. You know, they expect the man to do the courtship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's wrong with that, though?
So you got to do that. No, you got to do that.
The woman wants that?
No. The man has to make a move. You know?
Yeah, but because I feel like sometimes men find it sexy when a woman does.
Oh, I do too. But
yeah, like when she's like Thursday, 5 o'clock.
Right, but what I'm saying, if the man wants you, he'll call you.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and he's got to, you know, don't fucking play games.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've lost out several times over shit that I
over games.
Do right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then afterwards, and the thing is, I feel like when people are playing games, right? Like if you start thinking, okay, well, like let's say you went on a date and right. It went well, you guys hooked up, and then afterwards you start thinking of everything you think she wants you to do, but not what you want to do. You're therefore being fake with yourself and then being fake with them. And I just really don't want to do that.
You're right.
Like I'd rather just be myself, and if it's too intense for you or not what you like, then I'm just not the one you should be hanging out
exactly.
with.
Exactly. You don't want to have to change yourself. Exactly. The person. And it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. And then when you're thinking of like, okay, should I text her first? Did she have fun? Then you start like questioning the entire time you had with the person.
Right.
Did we even have fun with each other? Why aren't they hitting me up first? And then meanwhile, they're wherever they're at, probably doing the same.
Right.
Because no one knows how to be in relationships anymore. Literally no one.
Yeah, that's true. Because things have changed so much. You know?
Social media.
People can't keep up. Yeah, and online dating.
Yeah. Hinge, Bumble, Tinder. It's like there's so much availability for so much shit. It's just like no one knows how to behave anymore.
Right.
Okay, I was on Tinder.
But why am I not matching with everybody? Am I that terrible?
No.
Okay, so I'm asking you.
Like, what does your profile say?
I don't know. I don't even have... I've changed it a million times.
How many pictures do you have?
4 or 5.
Okay, that's normal.
Yeah, and they're nice pictures too. I mean, and most people go based on pictures anyway.
They do, yeah. 110%.
Right, you don't
need... No one even reads the profile.
Exactly. Or maybe just, afterwards, after you decided
yeah.
to...
Or you after match, you match, or,
right,
yeah,
then you'll see.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Fucking, I
don't.
What
think does your profile say? Do you have like?
I just don't think anybody searches my age group.
That's maybe what not. I'm maybe not. Maybe older women are looking for younger men. But I feel
but
like
not necessarily. Look, I mean, I found that women that would be interested in me would be like from 48 to older than me.
Mm.
You know, and. I guess I don't see them.
But are you thinking it in the sense that you're not matching with anyone you like?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's on you, Sam. That's not the app. You just don't like anyone you're matching with.
No, but I'm swiping right a lot.
Swiping right is when you like them?
When you like them.
Mm, it's been so long since I tried a dating app. I'm like, wait,
I mean,
left or right?
I've tried all the apps and nothing works. So I guess I'm not meant to meet someone that way.
Have you tried Hinge yet?
I told you that in San Francisco, I actually had a connection, but I didn't want to pursue it. Yeah. What did you ask me? Hinge?
Yeah.
I just got it.
Okay, yeah. I would try that one because I feel like maybe you're not getting matches because no one's really using Bumble or Tinder anymore.
You think?
Like a lot of people that I know are on Hinge.
Mm. I did have a couple of... No, I didn't. Well, I don't know if I had... On Hinge, you don't really match. You just kind of...
You like each other.
Yeah, you like...
Like you have to like a picture. They have to like one of your pictures back.
Yeah, or a comment or something.
Listen, I have it. This is the first time I've opened it in 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Which one?
Hinge.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You probably have like a million.
I'm going to look. In the meantime, it's logging in because the internet's really slow in here.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the thing is that it's, I just don't understand how people can connect like this.
I just feel like dating apps are a little creepy for me.
Right.
Because I'm a woman.
Yeah. But you know what? There's also speed dating. I'd like to try that.
I heard it's like really miserable though.
Probably.
But I want to do it just to talk about it.
Yeah. Somebody was, there's a matchmaking service that the women that run it were on the show once. So I followed
50 plus. 50 plus hearts. That means I have over like probably 1,000.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've had it and I just never did anything with it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You could spend days on this now.
Yeah. I'm not even going to look.
Maybe you'll find someone.
No.
What do you care?
God.
God.
Nope. That's crazy. Yeah, that's I get emails every day from it. I'm like, I've never even opened this app.
Yeah. See, when you're an attractive young woman, that's the most desirable.
Exactly.
Bond.
But think about it. They're looking at my pictures and they want to fuck me.
Well, true. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. I need something more than that. I need someone who's like, I love her energy and her personality. I just want to be around her every day.
Right. But they can't know until they meet you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess, for example, like even when I went to that guy's house last week, he definitely thought I was just going to come over and suck his dick.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I was not expecting this to be you.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, most guys don't.
Yeah.
And then I walk in and I'm the party, so what's up? With my clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't have to be naked to make you have a good time.
Exactly, you know. There's a song, we don't have to take our clothes off, right?
Is there?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
No? Let me play it for you. You're going to love this, you know. It's we could have some cherry wine, he sings, and...
Cherry wine, does that just mean, is that a fancy name for red wine?
I don't know what it means. I don't know, maybe there's cherry wine too. Jermaine Stewart, okay.
No clue.
No? Yeah, it's from a long time ago, but you see, the show in a record.
Oh, look, weekend box office. The Intruder impresses with 11 million debut, but Longshot fails miserably.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Longshot didn't do very well.
Terrible.
Why? It's R&B, man. Check it out.
Not a word from your lips. Just took for granted that I want to skinny dip. A quick hit. That's your game. Still, I'm not a piece of meat. Stimulate my brain.
Cherry wine. I don't know what that means. But at any rate, yeah, so this is a, like a reversal of roles where the guy says, I don't want to move that fast, you know?
Yeah. But that's a female singing now.
No, that's a guy.
Oh,
Jermaine Stewart.
Shit. He sounds like
well,
a
you
bit.
Thought it was a girl.
Yeah, it sounds
no,
like a
I
bit.
Think that's what's I guess unusual about it is because a guy is singing that, you know?
Yeah.
Usually guys are like, you know, fuck this, take your clothes off
right
away,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought he probably thought that song was getting him more pussy.
Probably.
Maybe it did. Oh, he's like, let me act like I'm a gentleman so more girls want to come over.
Yeah.
I think it's like sometimes I think about how like in my life, I really don't like sleeping with someone on the first night because I don't really know them.
Right.
But I feel like now that I'm older, like I've had now two instances where I slept with them on the first night. Chicago and now this new guy, and it's just like now that I'm older and I'm like about to be 31, I'm just like sometimes you're just attracted to somebody.
Yeah.
And I've never really, like, when people used to talk about that, I never used to like understand it because I'm like, what do you mean you're just attracted to someone? It just happens,
right?
You know, like, yeah. Even if you plan like, oh, I'm going there and I'm not having sex with them tonight,
no,
and
you then, can't do that.
Yeah. But that's then all of a sudden the conversation's happen. Great, wine is flowing, yeah, you're probably gonna have sex with them.
Exactly.
Facts.
Yeah.
Nothing.
See, you're street smart.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
Yeah. But I've never been in situations like that before. You know, like, I just don't know how to, like, behave after. Because I'm so used to guys just wanting to be with me, like, pretty much every day after I sleep with them that I'm like,
yeah,
this is weird.
But I think it's just because if a guy doesn't, I think it's because he's fucking other chicks, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
110. Yeah. Especially if they're good looking.
Or whatever.
And they got their
know?
Shit together. Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, because otherwise, I mean, if you're the only one in his life, why wouldn't he, you know,
yeah.
continue with you?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, when they have another choice, that's what they do. But it just speaks for this generation to show you that you can't really know who's serious about you anymore.
But it's, like, so hard, too. And, like, I feel like even for women, too, because, like, I work with all girls at the hostess stand. And, like, even the girls at the hostess stands are very complicated with every situation that they're in with men.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know you guys talk about
it? Yeah, we all talk about all our trauma and bullshit. And none of us are really friends, but you're there for 8 hours. And sometimes, like, you just want to have a therapy session with another female to get opinions. And it's like everyone has their own shit going on that comes to men. But it's just like no one that I work with is in like a solid relationship where they're like, I have like a man.
Wow.
Because, really? Like, no one, like, wants to put a label on anything.
Right.
Anymore.
And they don't want to commit.
Yeah. I'm like, so you've been fucking this dude for 8 months and you don't have, like, you're not, mind you, you're going to dinner too. You're having sex. You're going on dates. How do you not talk about what the fuck is going on?
Right. Time down in a little, just even a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? You're right.
Like, for instance, with John, I had the conversation. He told me straight up, I don't want a relationship, and I chose to ignore him. Like, yeah, fuck you, we're in one.
Yeah.
Now it's like, now every time I get it, I'm going to be listening. Okay, so what do you want from this? You want to just, like, have sex every now and again?
Right.
Be safe with each other, obviously, because if you're fucking 20 other females, I'm not sleeping with you unprotected.
Right.
And most guys want that.
Right.
Most guys are like, I can't even come when I wear a condom. Right. Okay, that sounds like a personal problem.
Right.
Because I'm fine.
Yeah, make a choice, you know? Yeah.
You want to fuck just me and take this condom off, or you want to fuck like everybody else too?
Exactly. There's a price for everything. Oh, wow. Tell me something. Have you ever taken a selfie? Do you know what those are?
No.
It's a new thing now. And it's when a woman sits on the top of, on an edge, like in the pool or something, and you can really see her ass, you know?
Because, oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody has. Yeah. Now they just have a name for it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's supposed to be like the hottest thing, but they're also saying it helps if you're a beautiful woman with a nice derriere, you know? You know, and a bikini is a must, they say.
Yeah.
But that's it. And they're showing women just sitting on the edge of a pool and showing off their asses.
Right,
you
know? Yeah. Yep, I've definitely taken one of those for sure. It's been a while, but I've definitely taken one of those before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know that I had a guest here that was before you came on board, who made she wrote a book called the Booty Chronicles or something, right? Mm. Like, she thinks she's got the hottest ass. All right. So she wrote a book about it and she takes pictures with it. And, you know, so I connected with her on Instagram and Facebook since then. And all she ever does is show off her fucking ass. And I'm like, and then she writes something serious on top. I mean, how can I take you seriously if you're fucking, like, you know, showing your ass off all the time and talking about some things that are meaningful?
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah. Either don't have a serious,
like, don't talk about Lord Jesus Christ in an aspect.
Yeah, or like politics and shit, or like tell me how life is great, you know? Just talk about your ass, but they never do. You know, all these chicks in their bikinis, semi-naked, and they'll tell you something, live life to its fullest, you know? Happiness is within you, blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, that's not inspiring. That makes me want to fuck you.
But that's why I think sometimes my Instagram page is really keeping, like, the man of my dreams away.
Yeah.
Like, because they're judging me off my page. They don't know that I'm great.
That's true. They don't know the real you at all.
No. Like,
the way you respond to people.
Yeah. So. Like, they don't know, like, that I'm vibrant, you know, with my clothes on.
Right.
And I love to talk about sex, you know. I have a whole goddamn podcast about it. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I'm going to suck your dick.
Right. So you created a persona for yourself.
Yeah.
But guys do think that.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like I'm literally, until I find a dude that's like my number one fan, like supporting me, like, you talk about it, babe, I'm gonna see you when you get home and I'm gonna fuck you too.
Right.
I'm gonna be single.
Yeah.
Like, I need a dude that's like, okay, my babe is half naked on the gram, but she's mine.
Right.
She talks about sex all the time, but she's mine. Like, I need that type of dude. I can't have a dude that's insecure.
You want monogamy, which is not a bad thing. You know? I mean, that's what everybody
I don't want
wants,
threesomes. Yeah. I don't want an open relationship. I don't want none of that shit.
Exactly.
Like, I know this chick who's, like, been fucking this dude, and they're, like, best friends or whatever. But, like, he tells all the time all these other bitches he's fucking.
Mm.
But I go, well, are you doing your own thing too? And she was like, no, because he wouldn't touch me again. I'm like, wait. So let me get this straight. This motherfucker can do whatever he wants with whoever he wants and tell you about it. But if another dude even lays a finger on you, he won't fuck you again. Right. That's ridiculous. But that's how most men are.
Right.
Yo, can we be in an open relationship and the minute you fuck another dude, he's done.
Right.
But the minute he's fucking 20 bitches, he's like, I'll see you on Friday. Oh, yeah, let me see you on Friday so we can suck Becky, Sarah, Lindsay's pussy juice off your dick. I can't wait. Right?
Yeah, well, let's tell it like it is.
That's disgusting. Yeah, let me see you on Friday after you fuck four girls before Friday night.
Yeah.
And your dick still smells like a condom.
Yeah, and you don't want a guy like that. I mean, he can't
but commit. But every guy is like that.
I know, but they can't commit when they're like that.
Can guys commit at all?
I think so.
Like, even my dad. The age. My dad is like 50, about to be 58 in December.
Right.
And he like, he's just out here like playing bitches, like multiple bitches at once. Wow. I'm like, it's, you've been single for 2 years now, basically.
Yeah.
Or no, a year.
Where does he meet him? Does he go out?
I don't
know.
I don't ask questions. I don't give a fuck, honestly. I don't care. But for me, like when I went to go visit, he was like talking about how he was like dating this one chick and like, he like likes her, but like he's been fucking around on her back. Basically what he did to my mom. And it's just like, do men ever get to a point where they're just like, I found like a new person. Like I'm ready to like commit now. Or is it just like, I can never commit. Like say you found someone right now, like tomorrow.
Right.
And you guys get really serious for like 6-7 months, maybe a year.
Right.
Is there, are you committed for the rest of your life? Or do you think there'll be a point where you're like,
I don't know. It depends, you know. It depends who it is.
Right.
I suppose, I don't know. After 7 months, though, you should be pretty sure if you like the person or not.
Well, no. Let's say you like them a lot.
Right.
But like I'm saying, like 2 years from that 7 months.
Right.
Do you think there's going to be a point where you're like, I don't know if I can do this?
Yeah. It happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
I get tired of.
So that's like my biggest fear about getting in relationships is, yeah, I could be really fucking good. I might fall in love and we might be together for years. But at some point, because I've seen so many men in my life do it, you're going to want to dip out
but
on me.
But it could happen to you too, no?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, you mean like if I'm looking at him like,
yeah, like 2 years later, 3 years later, you're like, I want to change the menu a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's only been one. So I've never cheated, but there's only been like one guy that I was with where I was like, literally we were out to dinner one night and I was like, I could definitely use some different company.
Right.
And then, but at that point, I knew this isn't the guy for me.
Right.
Because if it is, I shouldn't be having those thoughts.
Right. But it can take a while.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this was like after like 8 months.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you can be married and then you find out, you know? Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah, that sucks. See, I don't want to ever do that. Yeah. I don't know if I ever want to get married. I just want to have the party.
It happens. I mean, you say in 2 years. It's probably not that likely that you'll get tired of someone after 2 years. But 7 years, you know, that seven-year itch that they talk about, you know, there was a movie about it. But it's like, it seems like people start getting restless about being in the same relationship.
Yeah, and I think it's like
7 years.
Yeah, because when people ask you, how long have you guys been together? And you're like, 7 years. It's almost like, oh my God, we've been together for 7 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah. Have you ever been with someone?
I've never been with someone on a long-term basis, ever.
Never?
No. I've never been in love, Sam, ever in life. I've loved people. I've wanted to be in relationships so bad that I've convinced myself I've loved them.
Right.
But I've never, ever been with someone where after it ended, I thought my world was going to end because I didn't care enough.
Yeah.
Like, I cared that I was lonely again and that I would have to start over.
Right.
It's but more like selfish reasons.
Yeah. You didn't feel a loss not having
I feel like, okay, no, this sounds really stupid, but I imagine that when I meet the man of my dreams, it'll be like, at one point, I just stare at him and I just know I'm never going to be able to live a day without him ever again. And I've never looked at somebody and felt that way.
You will. You will.
Not yet, at least.
You will.
And I also feel like when you meet someone that loves you just as much back, like you can look them in the eyes and actually like feel their love. Like, this man loves me.
Right.
You know?
No, definitely. I mean, you can tell when people are in love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll happen. Come on.
I'm not, but that's the thing. I'm not really like, I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
Right.
For me, I was like, I'm about to be 31 years old and I hadn't had sex since January.
Yeah.
Like, I should at least be getting fucked on a regular basis.
Well, but you choose not to because you don't want to jump from one bed to another.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was talking to my sister and I was like, normally I would feel really guilty that I just like went to this man's house and slept with him on the first night, and I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't. I deserve that. I haven't had sex in 4 months. No one has touched me in 4 months. I fucking deserved it.
All right. Then that's, there you go. As long as you're happy with it, yeah. That's all that matters.
Like, now I can go another 4 months. I'm good.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't, but I can.
Yeah, I know. So the, I guess Meghan Markle and Prince Harry had their baby this morning.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Now I do.
It's a baby boy, I guess. And no name yet. So they're talking about her father and wishing them the best and all that. And, you know, I don't know. Do you know the story behind why she's not talking to her dad?
No, and I honestly don't care.
Don't care, right?
Yeah, like, I don't care about other people's lives.
No, I know. But I just, you know, since it's in the news, I'm thinking, must be pretty shitty when your daughter won't let you see your grandchild, you know?
But you must have been a really shitty person for her not to let you see her grandchild.
I don't know. We don't know the story.
We don't know the story, but like, to not have your dad be in your life. He didn't even go to the wedding.
Yeah, because she wouldn't let him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So right. There's got to be something going on there that we don't know about.
Right.
And usually it's the dad's fault.
Yeah, but it could be just that they...
No.
I don't know.
Not going to the wedding and not being around your grandchild, you did something wrong, so... I mean, I don't know the story, but like, I'm just saying, no girl on this planet wants her dad to be out of the picture.
Right. So even if he did something wrong, can't she forgive him?
Maybe it was unforgivable. You never know.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my dad has never done anything unforgivable.
They would have fucking probably revealed it by now somehow. Some investigative reporter would have found out what happened, you know?
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, shit. I don't know if it's that important a thing that she won't talk to him about, but... What do I know? I'm just picturing this from a father's point of view.
Yeah, that sucks for him.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah. But if you're not talking to your dad, then you're not going to let him be part of your life.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I know. But all I can tell you is I can say, from my perspective, I never did anything to really offend my kids or anything. But they still found a way to...
Yeah, it happens.
You know, to not like me and shit. So then... You know, their mom gets involved, and I'm like, what the fuck? Just get off my case, you know? Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, if you're a father, if you're a good father, you'll do this, this, and that. And
right.
I'm like, fucking doing everything for these kids, you know? I mean, I just allowed, I just gave them the power to destroy my fucking credit, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So.
I wonder if I'm ever going to have kids.
Do you want them?
I want, like, two.
Then you will. I mean, if you want kids, you'll have them.
That's true.
But try not to have it, like, outside of marriage, you know?
I don't want to get married, though, so.
But you said you did.
No, I said I want the ring and the party, but I don't want, I don't want to get married, no.
That's why you won't be married, then.
Mm-hmm. I, like, want the ring, I want the promise of forever, but I don't want to.
Well, that's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
It's not going to happen. You have to get married to get that, to get a ring and forever and all that shit. You have to get married. It's a commitment.
Why can't someone just be like engaged to me and then we celebrate our lives together and just leave it at that?
Well, if you find someone to do that, that's great, you know? But
like
if you're not looking for commitment, don't expect one from him.
What do you mean? So you think a motherfucker would buy a bitch a ring and not be committed to her?
If you found out that she didn't want to get... would you let them know in the beginning? That you don't want to get married?
I'd say I'm debating whether or not I want to, which I've always said. I've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
I just don't want, I feel like marriage like almost ruins things. I feel like people change after they get married. Like they have fun all the way up until they walk down the aisle and they say, I do. And it's like something.
They're doing testing.
Oh, so I
just didn't realize it was going to be this late. Okay, it's not. They're testing the fire alarm. No, it's fine. So, you have to, you're asking for something that doesn't happen very often, you know? I mean.
I feel like a guy would be like, yes.
If you don't want him fucking other women, you have to marry him.
Because he could still fuck other women when you're married.
But then he'd be doing something really bad, you know, if it's just like, because he'd be betraying his marriage. But if you're just in a relationship, it's like, everybody fucks around kind of thing.
Oh, my God. See, this is what I'm saying. This is why I don't even want to be in a relationship. Exactly the one sentence you just say, everybody fucks around.
No, but, I don't.
I know you don't.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
you have that thought, though.
This generation. No, No, I really.
But you believe that everybody fucks around.
The moment I feel that I am not interested in the woman I'm with anymore, I won't be with her.
No, I get but you. I'm saying, in general, think
yeah.
the greater population, everybody fucks around.
Based on what you say. Mm. Based on what you're telling me. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of... And based on what I read, there's a lot of cheating going on.
Yeah.
You know? But also, there's a lot of people that don't cheat.
Yeah.
So that's what you need to find. But if you want that kind of commitment, you're going to have to get married. So let's just assume you're married, and then you have kids. And then if you don't like it, you can always divorce, but at least give it a try.
Right.
You know, you're not tied down forever if you don't want to be.
Right.
Although you should never consider divorce as an option. I'm telling you. You know, if you ever even think of divorce before you get married, don't fucking do it, man. Really.
What do you mean? Like,
but you got to be prepared. But, oh, I'm just thinking, yeah, I'll get married and maybe I'll get divorced in a few years.
Oh, my God. So many people that have that mentality,
really?
Too. Yeah. I've
really?
Had so many people that are like, I'll just get married and then if I get a divorce, I'll get a divorce.
Yeah, and they'll have their
kids,
right?
I'm like, it's
kids,
not like
right?
that, babe. Yeah. Like, you're fucking delusional.
Right, and it's fucking up the
and
kids.
And it's hard, yeah, it's hard for the kids. They're confused.
Anytime you break up a family, it's the worst thing for everybody.
Yeah.
Not just the kids, I'm telling you. Breaking up a family is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Danny, thank you.
That went by fast today, huh?
It did. Well, yeah. We're going to have guests off and on this week, too.
Sounds good.
But we got to get everything out of our system today after a few days of guests.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up to date as far as with all our escapades.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Stay tuned for all the other shows here today, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.